Dave Packer. The U.S. military sending materials to build a floating pier to help ease a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. The death toll rising to more than 70,000 as the Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins. The relief organization World Central Kitchen posting video to social media from Cyprus. This worker identified as John.
This is the next step into providing food aid into Gaza. And if we could do this and do this on a massive scale, imagine what kind of help we can do, especially to the people of northern Gaza that are suffering.
U.S. Southern Command says the U.S. military conducted an operation to airlift non-essential personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Haiti as the security situation there spirals. Boeing has acknowledged in a letter to Congress that it can't find any records for work done on a door panel that blew out on an Alaska Airlines flight over Oregon 2 months ago. It was required, but the company says the working hypothesis, records never created. This is ABC News. With the Academy Awards just a few hours from now, ABC's Jason Nathanson takes a look at what to expect.
We'll remember this day.
And the filmmakers and cast behind Oppenheimer will likely remember this night. The film about the race to make the atomic bomb goes into the Oscars with the most nominations, 13. And it has a really strong shot at winning 8 or so, including Best Picture. If it wins Best Picture, Best Actor for Cillian Murphy, and Best Supporting Actor for Robert Downey Jr., it would be the first film with that trifecta since 1959's Ben-Hur.
I am Bella Baxter.
Poor Things is in second place with 11 nominations. Killers of the Flower Moon right behind with 10. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
An arrest in a horrific attack in the New York City subway. The suspect now identified as Christian Valdez. Police say he pushed his girlfriend in front of a train in Lower Manhattan on Saturday. The woman lost both of her feet. Valdez now charged with attempted murder. Police say he was on parole after serving time for a 2017 attack on another woman and her 3-year-old daughter, who police say he tried to push off a fire escape. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Mino and the Mayor.
You might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay going down to the city deck. You were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front. I said to the bagpiper, "We got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace." And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going, "Get it moving! Get it moving!"
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There aren't enough nurses in Wisconsin, but nursing instructors are warning about one particular nursing school trying to get established here. More from Mike Moan.
The Arizona College of Nursing faces scrutiny in other states over regulatory issues and claims that at least too many students saddled with debt and no career pathway. Barbara Nichols with the Wisconsin Center for Nursing encourages aspiring nurses to prioritize schools with an established track record. She says the trouble is those schools don't have enough instructors.
You can make more money working as a nurse practitioner with your master's or doctorate than teaching.
She says they hope to soon see results from a Wisconsin initiative which started 3 years ago that offers loan forgiveness for nurses who take on teaching roles. Leaders at Arizona College of Nursing argue the educational system should provide better support to these students, such as mentorship programs on campus. While obtaining a nursing degree does require some clinical training, she notes there is some flexibility for other required courses.
The schools have a combination of in person as well as online, and that's the best. So I think you need to look for those schools that provide theory in terms of online and then make sure they have good clinical placements.
And Nichols feels it's better to wait for an opening at a long-standing accredited program, arguing they're better suited to provide a quality nursing education. And for students who wouldn't have trouble temporarily relocating, she says it's worth it to explore programs in neighboring states. Wisconsin is graduating around 3,000 nurses each year, at least 2,000 short of what's needed. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Tune in for a big Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll take your phone calls. We'll give you all the headlines. Devil's Advocates, 4 to 6 statewide.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
WGBW weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies, lows around 27, slightly rising overnight. Warmer on your Monday, breezy as well. Sunshine, a high near 60 degrees. Southwest winds gust to 20 miles per hour. For Tuesday, partly sunny and 66.
Currently 46 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin.
For all of Wisconsin.
Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Welcome back to Civic Media Spotlight. We kick off the second hour by heading over to the Todd Alba Show for more coverage around the State of the Union this past week.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, taking your phone calls as well. It is hour number two of the big program, now 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock across Wisconsin on this Thursday, March 7th, 2024. We are high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in downtown Madison. Hour number two here, going to talk about the great reporting from A.J. Byport down in Milwaukee at CBS 58. Going through these documents now showing that Republican United States Senator, MAGA Senator Ron Johnson, his office was told on January 6th documents were, in fact, about fake electors. Surprise, surprise to very few, Ron Johnson lied about what he knew and when he knew about the fake electors and January 6th. Some great reporting by A.J. Byport. We will go through that a little bit later on in this hour. Also, some cuts from another Republican, the new Republican nominee for governor in North Carolina, Mark Robinson. This is a real dude, just got the nomination for Republican governor in North Carolina. In normal times, you would think, well, it couldn't get any crazier, but then it goes, of course, you got Trump as the presidential nominee. Those two deserve each other.
Mark Robinson, he's really the best gubernatorial candidate. Nobody's got anyone like him. He's MLK Jr. on steroids.
That's pretty good, Mr. Zommers. It's a pretty good Trump.
I can do better when I'm not still overcoming a sickness. But
we also may hear from MTG a little bit later in the show. If things, if we need her, we'll bring her out. She went off on a reporter, and she got a little feisty. So we have edited the clip for radio, and we may hear from Marjorie Taylor Greene a little bit later. She's going to be there, presumably tonight, in the nation's capital, in the Capitol building, in the House of Representatives, when President Joe Biden gives his State of the Union address. You can hear it right here at 8 o'clock across much of the Civic Media Radio Network and also on the Civic Media app. Stuart J. Waddles and Maggie Dawn anchoring our coverage tonight. On select stations, you can hear Wisconsin men's basketball, Richland Center, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, and Racine Kenosha will have men's college basketball, Badger style, senior night at the Kohl Center starting at around 6 p.m. tip off tonight. So a lot going on here at Civic Media tonight. Taking your calls, still this hour talking about the State of the Union. And we played this cut at the end of last hour
of Congresswoman Elise Stefanik and Republican leadership in the House of Representatives trying to do her best to be Reagan-esque and ask the question to America, are you better off than 4 years ago? Thinking that the answer would be no. But I said, you know, as our friend likes to say, it's important to remember history. Not woke if you don't know history, as our friend Matt Flynn likes to say. So you have to look at history. And remember, history tells us that 4 years ago, March of 2020, we were shutting businesses down, my former coffee shop included. People were being laid off. You couldn't buy toilet paper in the grocery store. Gas was rising. People were dying. You had morgues set up in semi-trailer trucks and parking lots of hospitals and mass graves on Long Island.
And now, of course, Donald Trump, not personally responsible for the COVID pandemic. However, his lack of response to it was garbage at best.
I mean, he said this is nothing more than the flu. Remember, he called it the flu when other countries in Europe were saying this is a major pandemic. Trump was calling it a flu and told Anthony Fauci and other medical professionals we're not going to talk about this. So anyway, and now I'm sorry, Peggy, if you want to call back, I was just about to go to Peggy, but I'm sorry. I was talking too much and she dropped off the line. Peggy apparently worked in a hospital. So we'll go to Peggy if she calls back. Right now, let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for calling. Let's see.
Yeah, first off, thanks so much to Peggy for working in the hospital. I was well aware of what was going on with the, at the hospitals during COVID because, you know, March of 2020, that I was halfway into my chemo and, So watching my nurses going from having readily available PPE to not having to ration them and making them last a week, and they're going from going to the waiting room when full of fellow travelers, you know, going through chemo and all that when I get to the hospital, to going to the place where you're there by yourself because they had to reschedule everyone, you know, and spread them out and not have them, you know, so they didn't have people, you know, rubbing elbows with each other.
Right.
It is just sad that, you know, that people do not remember that Donald Trump pooched it when he disbanded the pandemic response agency when, you know, that was one of the first things he did. He bragged about that. I mean, for goodness sakes, just completely idiotic.
Yeah.
I mean it is just sad that people, you know, have to be reminded of this. I mean, the people have the attention. Sometimes people have the attention span of a gnat, and that's probably an insult to gnats. But it is just sad.
But I think, Mark, to your point, it's easy because Joe Biden has been so humble about it and done such a great job. It's easy to remember, or pardon me, it's difficult to remember where we were 4 years ago because things are, for many people, it feels like back to normal. And so we forget where we were.
And having just a basic knowledge of economics, you have to understand why prices are what they are. I mean, now you see that there's a sign at the grocery store where, you know, that there might be a bottleneck on supply for eggs because of the avian flu that goes through these mega operations for eggs.
And eggs is a good one that's actually come down considerably. As we've talked before, there are other companies, not just groceries, but products, where companies just mark things up because they could. And they're never coming back down because corporations are just like, hey, let's get as much money as we can out of people.
And that's certainly the case. And people are foolish to believe otherwise.
Yep.
I mean, that's basic marketing that I had back, you know, 45 years ago, now back when I was in college.
Hey, Mark, always a pleasure. Thanks for the call, my friend. 855-752-4842. Peggy from Brooklyn. Thanks for calling back, Peggy. Appreciate your service in healthcare. Share with our audience, if you would, where were you 4 years ago?
Thank you, Ted. So I worked at VA Hospital, and I was going to retire, but I knew they were going to have problems hiring people, so I hung in 1 year longer. And I had a Republican doctor, far right. He looked at me one day and he said, my family and I haven't spoken because I refuse to vote for Donald Trump.
Wow.
He goes, because the guy is stupid. And then I had an ICU nurse who was a very good friend of mine who I actually had to almost put a collar on her because we were out having a beer outside up by Lodi, and the guy said, you guys don't have to wear masks up here. And we were sitting outside, and we said, and my nurse said, I had two 17-year-olds come in this week. One dropped over in the hallway, and the other one we got on a ventilator, and he didn't make it through the night because they waited too long.
Wow.
And I actually was sort of questioning, because you know how you are. You're like, I don't know. Do we believe this? Do we not believe this? You know? And she said, Peggy, this is real. And then I had one doctor look right at me, and he said, Peggy, we have seven techs working here. And I worked in angio at the time. And he goes, you will see one of you probably not making it through this. And because you're the oldest, make sure you're in good health.
Incredible.
And I actually was afraid that I might die.
Of course.
And I honestly didn't want to believe it.
Well, I can't thank you enough for sharing this story, Peggy, from someone who is actually in the trenches and working in healthcare. And do you think, as I was saying before to Mark, it's easy because President Biden, the administration, and all kinds of other people have done such a great job of getting us through it. It's easy to forget where we were 4 years ago.
Well, yesterday I just went for a procedure at UW Hospital, and I was amazed they were still wearing masks. And I said to them, you guys, all the other clinics are not wearing masks. Mm-hmm. And they said, that's because we had 87 people come in the last week.
Wow.
With either RSV or COVID.
Yeah.
And we had 17 people get it, and we're short-staffed. And
no,
I said, I'll be happy to wear my mask.
Yeah, we're still dealing with a lot of it. But again, we don't have millions of people dying and the economy is roaring. So thanks for all you did in healthcare over your years, Peggy. Thanks for being there and thanks for calling in. Really, really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. My pleasure. Have a good day. Yep, out there
in Brooklyn. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for calling in. 4 years ago compared to today, what say you, Karina?
Well, you know, Don, I work for a pharmacy. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible because we were lucky enough to be able to get a huge supply because, you know, most of the people who work for our pharmacy are foreigners. So we're not Americans. We don't listen what they say when they say don't worry about it.
Right.
So we start ordering stuff in November before when the China closed.
Mm-hmm.
And Russia closed and everybody else closed, we start buying PPE supplies. So by the January and February, I was going around and distributing it for free to our firefighters, our police, our first responders, our seniors. Mm-hmm. They had nothing.
Wow.
They absolutely had nothing. There is also a horrible fact that there is a lot of seniors housing owned.
Yeah.
By our Republican representative in the state. And what I did, I called them all and I asked if I can go in the building and do the vaccination for their seniors.
Sure.
And they absolutely refused to do that.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, Karina, yeah. Again,
and
thank you.
It was such a shock. It was such a shock. Can you tell me who was saying, who was talking about Trump? And I want to say that it's the worst thing ever happened to America.
Thanks. Karina, I appreciate what you did in healthcare as well. Thank you for your service. Thank you for the call. We'll pick up on the other side. Don't go anywhere. More of the All Balls Show straight ahead on a Thursday afternoon on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from noon till 2. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media Spotlight. To stay up to date with everything broadcasting across the Civic Media Radio Network, be sure to download the Civic Media app, free wherever you download apps for your smartphone or other devices. We now head to the Earl Ingram Show, where Earl is joined by Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action Wisconsin to discuss the results that took place across the country this past week on Super Tuesday.
All right, welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday, and you know, I'm joined by my good friend, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? We're all happy, I guess, post-Super Tuesday.
So let me say this, Dr. Craig. So Calvin plays, I've heard it through the grapevine every time we begin our show. And so we're gonna make sure every time Dr. Craig and Citizen Action comes on, Calvin, can you make sure that we'll play I Heard It Through the Grapevine? And when you hear that, you know Dr. Craig and Citizen Action are going to be on board. All right, Dr. Craig, Nikki Haley, it's unconscionable that the nail is finally going to be in the coffin of Nikki Haley. Your thoughts?
Now, you may be more up on the news than I am because I heard all the early reports. I know she's getting out. I hear that she did not actually endorse Donald Trump yet.
That's correct. She's not going to endorse him.
Okay. So that
But that doesn't matter whether they endorse them or not. I mean, if you were Nikki Haley and the guy you were running against referred to you as bird brain, I mean, would you be in a hurry to embrace him?
One has to assume one likes the party you're in and likes its voters, which is hard for me to get my mind around. So let's say there was a Democratic leader like Donald Trump, and I somehow agreed with a lot of what the government policies would be of Donald Trump, but don't like the style and the abuse and the bullying, and won't go all the way to insurrection, just will quietly and politely damage any basis for full-scale multiracial democracy. So if I can have enough empathy to put myself in Nikki's shoes, I guess maybe if I thought this was best for the country, but it just seems to me that more than likely, she's an aspiring Republican politician with a lot of ambition, and she doesn't want to cancel herself out of the whole party. So she's trying to have it both ways. It's why it took her so long to attack Trump at all. But she did do a service, probably unintentionally, in that she's identified a block of Republican voters who really don't want to vote for Trump. So are at least in play, and at least she didn't enable them, give them an on-ramp to supporting Trump because she hasn't endorsed him. And you said, Earl, is she never endorsing him or she just hasn't yet?
Well, she hasn't yet. You know, I knew about Nikki Haley before she decided to run. I knew her politics. I knew how, all in on conservatism she has been, and the fact that a lot of things that weren't right that were happening with conservatism, she supported, right? And so it's hard for me to feel empathy for Nikki Haley. Even, you know, when she began to run, she had an opportunity to, you know, show some compassion and humanity, and she didn't show it.
She showed a different political position. Like, she was going to be nuanced on abortion, but she was still going to take away women's fundamental rights. She was more nuanced on the border, though not so much, just not as crass as Donald Trump. I guess the only real difference was in conventional foreign policy. She wants to support Ukraine against Putin, so she's not a Putin bro like Trump is, and the MAGA wing has become.
You know, Dr. Craig, you've been around this political game for a long time, and Super Tuesdays, I remember, man, I would get all excited. I would stay up late at night. Well, after what happened last night, Dr. Craig, there wasn't a whole lot of surprises on Super Tuesday.
Well, the heart of the tradition of this country is competitive elections, and we've allowed gerrymandering to make it so there are virtually no congressional seats, just a handful that determine control. Whereas in the 19th century, whole Congresses would change over. That was the design. That's what the people who wrote the Constitution expected of the House of Representatives. And with the president, it wasn't supposed to be that a small percentage of the country that votes early in the primary process gets to decide, but that's what's become. And even Super Tuesday, by putting that many states in one place, you have to be a huge money candidate. And so there's a wealth primary. And so Super Tuesday is not exactly a highly Democratic thing too, but at least we had competition up to that stage
right.
until now. And then can we, this media kind of coverage, horse race coverage is so ridiculous. Can we stop yelping about the latest poll they paid $100,000 for that shows 70% of Americans don't want Trump or Biden? Because it's clearly not true, because where's the vote for anyone other than Trump or Biden? What are we talking about?
You know, Dr. Craig, even though Donald Trump, you know, won all these states, if you look at the percentage of Republicans who voted in it and who voted for him, it's minuscule. It's not like he got 70%, which he should have gotten, or 80% of the Republicans in those Republican states, Dr. Craig, to come out and vote for him. No, he got 35, 40%. Of the Republicans who are registered to vote. So what are we talking about, Dr. Craig?
We're not talking about much, but that's our broken, undemocratic presidential selection process. We've only learned, really, I can think of three things in the primary. We've learned that enough people in key states are upset with the Gaza policy, right. Israeli Gaza policy, the 140,000 non-committed votes in Michigan, that's a clear warning sign that could cost Biden the election if it's close. And you already see Kamala Harris speaking for the administration and try and shifting positions, but they need to get a different policy and separate themselves from Netanyahu. We've learned that Trump has the loyalty of most Republicans, period, based on the early samples. And you're right, it's not all of them, but it's reflected by other evidence, which is scary. We've also learned that there's enough of them, 20 to 30% don't want to vote for him, that's a huge existential threat to his candidacy in a general election. The man doesn't run a general election campaign. He only runs to his base. So there's serious questions concerning both Trump and Biden in this in the general election. That's all we can really say.
844-967-2789 is the number. It's Wednesday at 9 o'clock. That means Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And let's get back to Marvin Gaye. We'll be right back.
The Earl Ingram Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 8 till 10. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The U.S. military sending materials to build a floating pier to help ease a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. The death toll rising to more than 70,000 as the Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins. The relief organization World Central Kitchen posting video to social media from Cyprus. This worker identified as John.
This is the next step into providing food aid into Gaza. And if we could do this and do this on a massive scale, imagine what kind of help we can do, especially to the people of northern Gaza that are suffering.
U.S. Southern Command says the U.S. military conducted an operation to airlift non-essential personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Haiti as the security situation there spirals. Boeing has acknowledged in a letter to Congress that it can't find any records for work done on a door panel that blew out on an Alaska Airlines flight over Oregon 2 months ago. It was required, but the company says a working hypothesis, records never created. This is ABC News.
Badgers lose to Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, no real surprise. The Purdue Boilermakers, ranked third in the nation, beat the Badgers today 78-70. Wisconsin finishes their regular season with a record of 19-12. Now they find out what seed they'll be in the Big Ten tournament to be held in Minneapolis next weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles came back late to put away Xavier 86-80 in Cincinnati. Cam Jones with 30 points. Tyler Kolek still out.
I tell the guys that before the game, it absolutely was an incredibly big win for us, not only because it's a Big East road win, but because I think our guys actually have played pretty darn well with Tyler out.
That's head coach Shaka Smart. Marquette now with the third seed headed into the Big East tournament. Hockey, the men's Big Ten tournament. Badgers skating to a 4-2 win over Ohio State in Game 2. Game 3 of the series tonight at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
WGBW weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies, lows around 27, slightly rising overnight. Warmer on your Monday, breezy as well. Sunshine, a high near 60 degrees. Southwest winds gust to 20 miles per hour. For Tuesday, partly sunny and 66.
Currently, 46 degrees.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Civic Media Spotlight. We now head to southeastern Wisconsin for a segment from the Don Rosen Show, where Don was joined by Jocelyn Fish, the Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild. The two discuss all the shows coming to Racine for the Guild's 87th season, and Don shares stories from seasons past as a season ticket holder.
Jocelyn says she knows all the words to this, right?
I do, pretty much.
Love Shack, baby. The B-52s. Strange group. 735 WRTN. I'm Don Rosen. We're talking about the new lineup at the Racine Theater Guild. The last show we just talked about was, and in this corner, Cassius Clay. A few Cassius Clay stories for you here. We talked, there was a movie called Requiem for a Heavyweight with Jackie Gleason, Mickey Rooney, and Anthony Quinn. Anthony Quinn played a punch-drunk fighter. And the movie opens up. As soon as the movie starts, he's fighting a boxer in the ring who's beating the tar out of him. And we don't know who it is because he's an unheard of before. Mm. But when he's going to the his locker room all beat up, there's a poster in the background. And we find out it was Cassius Clay before he was Muhammad Ali. It was 1962, 61 when they filmed it.
Wow.
And it's a real gritty show. It's really good. Mm-hmm. The other story had two other quick stories. When I went to Louisville, Kentucky to see the Ark, we had some time to kill. We went to the cemetery. Let's go to cemeteries. Mm. Find interesting people there. Buried at this cemetery was Colonel Sanders from Kentucky Fried Chicken, a woman called Patty Smith Hill. You know who she is?
Yep.
She wrote Happy Birthday to You, her and her sister. And Muhammad Ali was buried there. Now, we were looking for a small gravesite because that's what he wanted, but his family decided, no. We're going to build him something huge. Mm. And they did. And the other thing is, my cousin, I told this story yesterday, when we had Randy Gordon here. He was a correspondent for Fox News, and he was in Washington, D.C. It was late at night, and he sees this man kind of walking like an old man, and he goes up to him, can I help you cross the street? It was Muhammad Ali.
Oh, wow.
He says, hey, champ, can I help you? And this is when Parkinson was kicking in. He was getting bad. He said, let me just take your arm. And he walked him across the street and says, can I take you home? He goes, no, I'm good from here. And he saw the champ walk off into the night.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Could you imagine saying you walked the champ across the street?
Right.
So that's going to be a good show. Mm-hmm. And in this corner, Cassius Clay.
Yes. Yes. That's going to be one of our bonus shows as well. And it's going to be a fun challenge to stage that. There's actually hoping to reach out. There's a boxing club here in Racine and there's a boxing club in Kenosha and maybe get a little guidance from them as well as how that all is going to choreograph.
You know, it's... When he took on Sonny Liston for the World Championship, we had to go to our car to listen to the match. I was a little tiny kid, but my father wanted to hear it because it was a big boxing match, Cassius Clay against Sonny Liston. And he had to go to our car to hear it on the radio because it wasn't on TV. They didn't have ESPN or any of those channels.
Right.
And they didn't do boxing anymore on TV. So we're listening to it. And I remember and he's bobbing and weaving, and it's right to left. We have a new world champion. Yeah. It's Cassius Clay. Cash, and he's going, I am the champ, screaming and hollering, and wow.
Cassius Such an Clay. Iconic voice, too. I can hear it even without hearing.
Champ. I'm the champ. Screaming. All right, that's February 21st through March 2nd. And then coming up, we have a play, March 28th. It's called?
Always a Bridesmaid. So this is actually a show that we announced in March of 2020. And then the world shut down.
That's right, COVID.
Yeah, it was going to be part of our 2021 season, and we announced our season 13 days before we closed for 635 days.
Was it really that long?
It was a long time. Mm-hmm. It was, from March of 2020 to December of 2021, we were closed.
I remember you offered people their money back, and I just said, keep it.
So this is a great little play because it's about a group of women who, during their senior prom, promise each other to be in each other's weddings, and it's a few different wedding series of everyone getting ready for which bride's going to walk down the aisle and ugly bridesmaids' dresses and all the drama that comes with a wedding and all of that.
And you know why they're ugly bridesmaids? Because the bride wants to look good. And the only way you look good is making everybody else look bad.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to have a lot of fun, especially costuming this. I think it's going to be a hoot because we have some lovely dresses already. And I'm sure our costume area is going to have lots of fun adding all kinds of weird frilly beading or fringes or who knows what to this.
Did you go to your senior prom?
I did go to my senior prom. And actually, my high school did junior prom. We did our prom our junior year. We didn't do it senior year, but yes.
So when I went to my senior prom, I wanted to ask this girl, Susan Smith, to the prom. And she was gorgeous. She was in all my classes because in my homeroom and everything. And she was very sweet, very nice, always polite, always talking to me. There weren't too many girls that talked to me in school. And you think I look geeky now. What do you see me in high school? I look really bad. And so I didn't ask her because I said, well, every guy's going to ask her, and the chances of me getting with her is slim and none. So went to the senior prom with somebody else, very nice girl. And it turns out nobody asked her to the prom. Isn't that something? Mm. So cut to our 20th high school reunion. I see her there. And my then wife, my first wife, she went to school with me and she sees me staring. She says, go talk to her. So I go over there and there she is. And was it Susan Smith? It was Smith, but I don't know if it was Susan. I forgot now. Anyway, you know, we all had to wear little pictures of ourselves and name tags with our high school picture. And she squints. He says, hi, Donald. And I said, hi. And that was it. Turns out nobody asked her. She did go to the prom with her cousin because every guy thought she
was
going to
be asked. Oh gosh!
And so I was heartbroken. Now, sadly, I wanted to reconnect and just talk to her, and she died in a car crash several years later. But I'm pretty sure it was Susan Smith. It was Smith was her last name. I was one of these people that, you know, followed her home and stalking before stalking was a crime. All right, so enough with my hijinks from high school. So that is Always a Bridesmaid, and that's coming up March 28th. Then the big end-of-year musical. It doesn't get bigger than this. It played at the Palace Theater on Broadway.
It did.
It wasn't a musical when it came out originally with Reese Witherspoon. It was just a comedy. And then they like to do, they add songs to it that don't really match up with anything going on in the show. And it was a smash hit musical on Broadway. And it's coming, and it's called
Legally Blonde.
We all remember that movie with Reese Witherspoon.
Yes.
And I forget what her character's name was on the show.
Elle Woods
with her little puppy dog.
Yes.
Little pink puppy dog. And it's hard for you to get a big musical like that that's still playing places around the country.
Yeah, so the rights for this actually weren't available for a while because it was touring. So sometimes that happens where if a musical tour is going on, no matter where it is, we just can't get the rights to it. And so we've been looking at this for several seasons, actually, because it's quite popular for, a certain age range, but also a lot of people just find it so fun and bubbly. And the other thing is, I think that it's a great show to bring in people that might not be theater people because they know the movie. Sometimes these shows are a great open door for people that know the movie and are willing to try a musical. And then, again, you come into the door of the Theater Guild and you see what we put together and you're like, oh, I could come back to this for something else. You know, that's always the great thing about shows like this, I think.
You always know when you have a hit musical and get your money's worth when you leave the theater humming a tune.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what they say on Broadway.
Yeah.
You leave the theater humming a tune, you got a hit. And Legally Blonde, I listen to the Broadway channel on my radio.
Yeah, sure.
And they always play music
from
Legally Blonde. It's such a great show.
Yeah.
And I've never seen it.
Yeah, very fun, poppy show. And of course, is, you know, Elle's trying to get back Warner after he dumps her and ends up breaking all kinds of stereotypes along the way and challenging society's expectations of her. So it's not only super fun, but a really nice, inspiring message, too.
Now, they did make a sequel called Legally Blonde, Red, White, and
Blue. Or something.
Now, I read a book, and it analyzed that movie, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, and a few others, because they all opened up the same weekend.
Oh, my gosh, really?
It was 4th of July weekend. They all opened up the same time. There were four big hit movies. And not everyone was going to be ahead.
No.
And it turns out Terminator 2 was the big hit that weekend. But why would you open up on a weekend against Terminator 2 and like three other? It didn't make any sense. But anyway, so this is the musical,
yes. Legally Blonde.
So here's the lineup again, in case you missed it. We've got First Date, a musical, opening up on July 19th. Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express, September 13th. Little Women, this is the classic, on October 25th. The best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. I like when you have to tell people, the musical. On December 13th, Over the River and Through the Woods, a play on January 10th. And in this corner, Cassius Clay. That's going to be interesting. Are you going to have a boxer type
guy? Yeah, so it's Cassius from about the age of 10 to like 18 or 20. So,
but you still got to have a guy with his physique.
Yeah, well, and is he potentially going to be two different characters? Or we might have two actors playing him.
Well, yeah, you got to, don't
potentially.
You? And then you've got Always a Bridesmaid coming out on March 28th in the big musical Legally Blonde. On May 16th, tickets go on sale.
So season tickets and flex passes are on sale now. So like you said, season tickets are a great way to just come and see the show and have your seat set for every show throughout the season. And that saves you a lot of money off of the...
Yeah, but let me ask you, when do I get my thing in the mail?
You'll get your renewal probably in about 2 weeks here.
Okay, and then you can say, make sure.
Yeah.
So I get that.
And then individual tickets for First Date actually will go on sale Monday, May 20th. And then everything else for the season individual tickets will go on sale July 1st.
You know, since I give season tickets, I recognize a lot of the people when I go there.
Yeah, you know, it's cool to get to know people.
The two ladies in front, I don't know what their name is. For years, I've been sitting in front of these two ladies, and we talk every time.
Yeah.
And when my mother was there, oh, how are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody knows each other's names, but we always talk when we see her. So they sit
it's funny, I was just talking to a couple last night who have been season ticket holders, they told me, for 50 years.
Whoa.
And isn't that just mind-boggling to wrap your head around? And they were just talking about how they might be changing their season tickets and how much they just enjoy coming back time and time again, and just might change where they're located in the theater now that they've aged into seeing shows. So they might need a back-of-the-house seat.
Well, we saw the Broadway... The spotlight show the other time.
Oh, sure, yeah.
We had to get different. We get different seats. I'll tell you something. After sitting for decades in front of the same seats, when you change, it's a whole new experience.
It's a different perspective.
Because you're sitting at a different part of the stage. And I said, wow. Broadway, was it?
Broadway Blockbusters.
Broadway Blockbusters. Yeah. That was so good.
I had to miss it because I got COVID, unfortunately. But I was really bummed because especially because that was a really great ensemble group, you know, having those many voices on stage to bring lots
that's
of
gotta
classic
be horrible
songs.
when one of your cast members gets sick, especially if it's a lead member. Now you always have backups,
right? Yeah, we've had to put in understudies in the last couple of years for a couple of our shows, and so now that the CDC has changed their quarantine guidelines for COVID, we're going to be discussing how we move forward with if people get sick. What does that look like for our shows?
Well, I remember a couple of times, and you have some of these pros who can do it. They actually have the script and the book in their hand.
Right.
But after a while, you don't see them holding it anymore because they just hold it and they glance down if they get stuck. That's a pro.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't remember lines anyway. When I was in high school, I was in the drama club, but I wasn't. I tried acting once and then I couldn't pull it off. I couldn't do it. And so I was the stage manager
for
3 years in high school. I couldn't do it. I don't know how people remember lines. I've been in radio for 52 years, and I still have to hold things in front of my face because I can't remember anything. I don't know how you remember lines on those shows. And you got to remember them because the next person's got to play off that line.
Right.
So you better say it right.
Yes.
And occasionally they screw it up. Yeah. But the audience doesn't know when they screw it up.
Live theater, nothing like it.
You know, it's one thing when you volunteer, but when you're getting paid a fortune on Broadway to be on a show, you better get it right. All right. Now, we still have some shows left for this season.
Yes, we do.
And we're going to talk about that coming up in just a moment here. As a matter of fact, one show is underway right now, Now and Then, which I'm going to see Saturday afternoon.
Great.
We go to the matinees now. When you get old, you go to matinees. Because you're afraid you're going to doze off. And we have a lot of good theaters. We got the one out in Port Atkinson's a great theater
Fireside.
In the round. Yeah, Fireside. We're so lucky to have these theaters around. And you got Chicago right down the road. And you guys take trips down there with
We do every so often. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been a while. I've been looking at what's coming up next season to figure out if we might schedule one again. And of course, we have Sixth Street Theater here in town, too.
Yeah,
so they're
great
friends of ours. And always wonderful to have people that support both of us.
All right, 749 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media Station. There we are.
The Don Rosen Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WRJN weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We wrap up this weekend's edition of Civic Media Spotlight with a segment from the John and Gordy Show, where John and Gordy are joined by Rocker of Max Inc. Radio to preview this upcoming weekend's Max Inc. Radio.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. We are here, John and Gordy and Rocker, and before we get to some more Wisconsin music here, I want to remind you one more time that our Twitter feed is now live. You go to at John and Gordy. We are giving away a pair of tickets to Stephanie Miller. She's at the Barrymore Theater Saturday, May 11th. Rocker, back with us for a couple more songs here.
Yeah, a couple more songs.
What do we got?
Let's reiterate that the Brian McGrath Band, they are going to be playing, we just heard them, Saturday, March 16th at 7 p.m. at the Tyrannina, the Pharmacy Public House. And that's their public house in the downtown Lake Mills location. And then also at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie on Saturday, April 20th. At 4 p.m.
All right.
So they're going to be on stage at 4:20.
Okay.
Excellent.
Let's get to some more music here on the John and Gordy Show and Max Inc. Radio. We play these guys all the time. Seesaw, they're really awesome. Based in Madison, they're an indie pop team of Meg and Eve, and they have this band. They're really crazy. Great pop. Popular, big following, and they're starting to get out nationally. Saturday, March 9th, they're going to be playing at the Annex at the Regent Street Retreat with Secret Menu. We talked to them. Okay. Big show coming up. This is Seesaw, and this song is The Waiting Song.
All right.
Come on, baby, won't you hold me tighter than your fists curled up in a schoolyard fight? I'll be a backup when you're calling my name. And come on, baby, won't you keep me safer than that high score on that pinball game you're always playing at your favorite arcade? And we could be taking the A.
Yeah, cool stuff.
Seesaw, often you'll see them perform as just a duo, and I forget which one, Meg or Eve, plays like these kind of little electronic drums and all different instruments, and the other one's on guitar. Really?
I was thinking of Dolly Rots when I was listening to them. They're a great group as well. I understand Dolly Rots? The Dolly Rots.
I remember that.
Yeah, they're a group that's touring. They're a California group, basically, touring the area in Wisconsin. Dom went to a concert last night during the State of the Union.
Oh, really?
Yeah, instead of listening. So anyway, yeah, I hope he enjoyed his experience there. But again, it's a duo, and they're just like that. They have that sound and a great female voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we'll keep moving on here with Sean Michael Dargan and Dan Kennedy. Sure. Sean Michael Dargan, you might remember him from the Kissers in the old days, but he also does the Magical Mystery Tour as well as just kind of performing on his own. And he also kind of serves as the moderator over at the Union for booking for the student.
Mm. Oh, really?
Booking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great guy, and he also plays bagpipe. You got to see him play bagpipe sometime. It's pretty crazy.
What's the bagpipe story?
Gordy,
I'm not going to share
Gordy
the bagpipe story. I had a neighbor that was a bagpipe player and who would come out every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and plays bagpipe all day long out on the porch. It was very festive the first weekend.
What's he wearing?
Oh, God.
He had kilts.
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah. It was not good. Anyway,
let's see. Saturday, March 23rd, 6:30 p.m. at Cargo Coffee East over on East Washington Avenue in the Capital East District with Dan Kennedy. This song is called Little Miss Sunshine.
Rust on her wheels, short in her wires. Do you know how she feels? Rough in the morning till her coffee is made, hardly beginning to fade. And if you could have seen her all those years ago, oh, little Miss Sunshine, little Miss Sunshine.
Nice. Very, very, very nice.
Yeah, like
you mark that one.
Sean has a lot of great songs. He's been around. He's been playing the area for a long time. That was Sean Michael Dargan.
Okay.
So I thought I'd tell you guys about a little other news. You know, Whammy is coming up. We're going to have a Whammy Awards weekend up in Green Bay, May 18th and May 19th. Mm-hmm. And Max Inc. Radio is going to be broadcasting from the WGBW studios in Green Bay. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Something to mark. Go to whammy.org. That's WAMI.org, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry, to cast your votes. Right now, voting is open for the best bands around the state. Also, I wanted to tell you about the Mamas. They've announced that October 13th, we have the date. We don't know where, but October 13th will be the Madison Area Music Association Awards show.
Excellent.
And then one other thing coming up is Make Music Madison. MakeMusicMadison.org. Mm-hmm. That's a citywide festival. It's actually a worldwide festival.
Okay.
But, of course, we have one of the biggest ones in the country, second in the world for how many shows we have. And it's coming up June 21st. Music all over the city, and Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio, we're going to have a stage right up here at the top of State Street.
Excellent.
Excellent.
That's going to be fun. All right. Good enough. And this weekend on Max Inc.?
We got coming up Bob Queen, Mickey Sunshine, Nestor, The Flavor That Kills, and The Civil Engineers are live in the lair. And I might add, Max Inc. Heavy, we have a new online personality coming on this week. Really? M. Shell. She's from Milwaukee. Mm. She's really into local metal and stuff. So she's going to take over that show now.
Okay.
New personality.
Rocker, thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Appreciate you stopping by. Also, Sam Davison behind the controls. John and Gordy, that's going to wrap it up for this Friday and for this week. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. We will be here bright and early Monday morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
No, we won't.
No? Yeah, we will.
It's always a rough start.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Have a great weekend.
All right.
So long.
Let the sunshine. John and Gordy Show.
The John and Gordy Show is... From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming up Monday on Nat Nair On Air, join us for three headlines and a lie.
And we learn about organ donation with Versity's Colleen McCarthy. I hope you can join us.
Mino and the Mayor. We got a message on Facebook from Nicholas who says air fryers are perfect for leftover pizza.
There you go.
I bet that would work.
I have an air fryer. I've got one. I'm doing that.
Yes.
Another thing I'm going to do is use my dehumidifier and I'm going to make jerky.
It's not a dehumidifier, John.
What is it again?
Dehydrator.
That's what it is. All right.
Dehydrator.
Now we can go to break.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning, 6 till 9. On the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Marines go to Haiti to beef up security around the American Embassy and evacuate...